All right, welcome to the Daily News Update for the last day of September. This is Wednesday, September 30th, 2020. I'm Mike Adams, and thank you for joining me. Also, thank you for all your support of the Daily News Brief. I guess people enjoy this format. I try to put as much news as possible into the shortest time and space as possible. So I'll keep doing this for a while. If you like it, just give me some feedback on brighteon.social. My username there is @healthranger. All right, last night was the debate between Joe Biden and President Trump. I'm still recovering from that nasty food fight that took place. What can you say? According to Joe Biden, all the riots in all the cities are Trump's fault and that Trump is whipping them up. And according to Biden also, his son Hunter never received any money from Moscow. So I don't know. Biden just denies everything. He says, well, that's not true. That's not true. And then the media backs him up. Meanwhile, they blame Trump for everything that the Democrats are doing. I mean, Biden was blaming Trump for the shutdowns and the economic damage in Democrat cities like New York City. And Trump's like, are you insane? I want to open America. And Biden's like, no, you don't. You want to keep it closed. And it was just insane. Of course, the debate really took place between Chris Wallace and President Trump. Biden was hardly present, it seemed. Chris Wallace was covering for him half the time. But some of the other interesting things that came out of the debate, which I haven't even written about yet, I haven't had time, but President Trump, when he was asked by Chris Wallace, will you tell your militia groups to stand down and to not commit violence, which is insane because who's committing the violence? Black Lives Matter and Antifa, left-wing groups, right? But Wallace asked Trump this, and Trump's answer was, sure, I'll tell them, stand back and stand by. It was great. It was like telling the militia groups, stand by, you may be needed, you know, because this election is going haywire because there's massive voter fraud, ballot fraud by the Democrats, which Trump pointed out. And, you know, some people are not happy that Trump kept talking or interrupting Biden, and then Wallace was interrupting Trump, and then Biden would just say, shut up, man, or whatever, you know, shush. It was a cluster. We'll just put it that way. But what else do you expect in a society that's on the verge of civil war and breaking apart? Of course, this is the way people act and believe in society today as well. Because, you know, Joe Biden, let's face it, represents a Democrat Party that is totally insane, completely irrational, destructive, demonic, and wants to destroy America, hates this country, hates the Constitution, hates Trump, and hates even logic and reason and rationality and biology and everything else. Of course, it's going to be a nasty fight. If I were up there, it would have been nasty too, because I would have said, Joe Biden, you're a demonic lunatic. Shut the hell up. And why are you wearing all these wires, by the way? Have you seen those videos? All these wires like slipping out from inside his jacket because the dude was wired up. They probably had a secret covert person in the podium like injecting heroin between his toes or something during the debate just to keep him going. I called him CVS Joe Biden because he probably had more drugs than a pharmacy just to be able to function. Anyway, that's kind of the wrap-up of the debate last night. Now, today we have some interesting news. I did a story that not everybody's going to like. Fox News, I call it Stupid 19 Strikes Again. Fox News, conservative media, and independent media all get it wrong. They published this graphic from Fox News, which claims that the death rate of COVID-19 among people 70 plus is 0.054%. They're off by a factor of 100, by the way. It's not 0.054%. It's a factor of 0.054 taken from the CDC's website. And a factor of 0.054 is actually 5.4%. So they forgot to move the decimal point two places, and this was published by Fox News. You know, in truth, right now, if you're over 70 years old, you get infected with COVID, your chances of dying are about 1 in 18. That's 5.4%. But Fox News reported it's 1 in 1,800. So then, of course, the independent media and the conservative media, who all want to say that COVID is a hoax now, and none of whom have any idea how numbers work, God forbid, you talk to them about decimal points and orders of magnitude, they freak out, flip out. They don't want to hear it. So they just started reporting, well, nobody's dying from this. The whole thing's a hoax. See, 0.054%. But it's an error. and it's an error made by people who are mathematically illiterate, which turns out to be most of the independent media. Sadly, that's the case. It's true. So in this article today, I really took it to them. And I really condemned the independent media for being mathematically illiterate, scientifically illiterate. And by the way, I'm not going to name names, but I've had private phone calls with a lot of top people in the media. They don't want to be correct. They've told me they have no interest in hearing which numbers are correct. They just want to, you know, protect Trump or call it a hoax or whatever. They just want to say it's over. They have zero interest in being accurate. Zero. And my warning to all of you listening to this today is, when it comes to anything that's technical, you know, math, science, physics, numbers, statistics, history, virology, epidemiology, be careful where you get your news, because with very few exceptions, most people in independent media have no clue how numbers work. They really don't. I have to hold my tongue here a little bit so that I don't say how stupid they are, because they literally cannot do math at a seventh grade level. And then they all declare themselves to be experts in virology all of a sudden. And these are some of the most popular, you know, high production value, you know, big time alternative media. People have no knowledge about numbers and mathematics and statistics and science and medicine, but they sound very compelling and they never issue corrections. So even if I call them up and say, dude, you're totally wrong, these numbers are wrong, you're off by a factor of 100. They say, well, I don't care. The story was popular. So that exists out there. And it's very frustrating to those of us who have a commitment to honesty in independent reporting, you see. And this will not earn me any friends in the independent media for telling you this, but it is true. And I'm not going to name names. I'm not trying to embarrass anybody in particular. Just saying that a lot of people reported this fake news from Fox News, and Fox News reported it. And, you know, remember how we were, I'm sorry to get off on a tangent here, but remember when a CNN guest was on with somebody, I forgot what show this was on, and they were saying that Mike Bloomberg spent so much money on the campaign, it was like $500 million, that they said, that's $1 million per person in America. And remember how we were all mocking them for being so stupid that, no, I think it was a New York Times reporter actually on CNN. And they were so stupid. We were like, $500 million, that's not $1 million for every person, because there's about 330 million people in America. And if you were to give every one of those 330 million people $1 million, then that would be $330 trillion, right? Because we can do math. But New York Times can't do math. CNN can't do math. And by the way, conservative independent media can't do math. It's just as bad. They're saying things like 2 + 2 = 400. Like, people, please, if you don't understand the math, freaking call me. I will walk you through it. I'll help you get the right answer. But no, they're not interested in that. So that story is up on naturalnews.com. I had to get that out there because it's pretty pathetic. It's hard for the independent media to have any credibility when they're debating, you know, climate change or something, when they can't even get the math right on something way simpler, like death rates. You know, if you can't do math, stop talking about things involving math. Basically, you know, just have like a, just have a show on whatever you know about, but don't try to talk about math if you can't do math. Okay, next story. A former Pfizer executive says that the COVID-19 pandemic is over. This is the chief science officer of Pfizer, formerly used to work for them for 16 years. He says the second wave is fraudulent. The testing is all false positives. So hardly anybody really has it. That's an interesting story. It was called fake news at first, and then we did some looking into the video, and we brought you the video. So it is an interview. It is the former Pfizer executive saying that. Check that out at naturalnews.com. And in another story related to politics, The Rock, the actor, Dwayne Johnson, has endorsed Joe Biden after he participated in a child-molesting robot TV skit, you know, earlier a couple years ago and has been flashing a bunch of Satan signs. So he's emerging as this twisted Satanist. And of course, he endorsed Joe Biden because, again, the Democrats are demoncrats and they are consistent with the philosophies of Satanism and demonism, which has taken over Hollywood, the music industry. You know, basically anybody who's a star in Hollywood now, almost everybody has to surrender their souls to Satan just to get the top roles. There are exceptions to that, you know, like John Voight. He's a pro-Trump, pro-Christian, moral individual, pro-America. John Voight's an awesome guy, but that's because he's a living legend. You know, he can get the roles just because of how famous he is. But for the younger people, in order to get famous and stay famous, they have to surrender to Satanism. And that's Dwayne Johnson, who has endorsed Joe Biden. So if you love communist China and you love demons and Satan, then yeah, vote for Biden. He's your guy. You'll be in good company with the other Satanists. All right, next story. A Soros-backed coalition of Marxists is preparing to fight like hell to steal the elections from Trump and Republicans. And this is a story about how the radical left is going to erupt into violence and riots and everything, you know, fairly soon after the election to try to thrust everything into chaos, try to steal the country, destroy Trump, you know, crush the economy, all these other things. So that's coming. Be ready. We've talked about it a lot, but it is absolutely coming. Okay, now the Trump administration is lowering drug prices by allowing mayors, states and cities, smaller government entities to purchase drugs from overseas, bypassing the U.S. monopoly pricing that was put in place by President Bush, actually, is the one who put that in place. And Big Pharma has been just, you know, soaking the country, just stealing from the economy for decades now with monopoly pricing. And Trump is working to end that. So Trump is actually not in bed with Big Pharma. He is trying to take down Big Pharma. So people who say that Trump is all pro-vaccine now with Operation Warp Speed, guess what? No, he isn't. Trump is not in with the vaccine companies. He's using Operation Warp Speed to distribute military personnel to 50 cities across the country. I'll have more on that later. You probably have heard some of that. All right. The Democrat judges who are approving these election extensions, where they say, oh, yeah, you can haul in ballots 9 days later. This is all going to be overturned. Completely unlawful. It'll be overturned in the Supreme Court. Those votes will not be counted. So the GOP is working hard on that. PG&E, the power company in California, is going to cut power to 65,000 California customers because of the fires. You know, their power grid barely works even when they want it to. Now they're cutting it off on purpose. Crazy. And they're going to outlaw, you know, combustion engine cars and make everybody drive electric vehicles when there's no freaking electricity. Welcome to Collapsifornia. There are no words for the insanity of criminal Governor Newsom, Nancy Pelosi, the crypt keeper. Oh my gosh. Some days I think if she takes that scarf off, her head will roll off. That's a scary creature right there. But okay, we're running out of time. Let me get on. Astronomers have discovered multiple underground lakes on Mars. So there's liquid water on Mars. In fact, we've been lied to about Mars for decades. NASA has known about life on Mars since 1976. The Viking lander, one of the Viking landers, proved the existence of microbial life in the soil. Mars has an atmosphere. Mars has life in the soil. Mars has liquid water. Some people think Mars has fungi that are living right now. Some people think Mars has forests. I'm not sure about that last one, but we're being lied to for sure about Mars. NASA means never a straight answer. And they're certainly not giving us one on Mars. Okay, there are a few other stories, you know, fact-checking Joe Biden from the debate and how Amy Barrett's going to use legal principles to overturn Roe versus Wade, things like that. Other stories on naturalnews.com. Be sure to check that out. And also, let me tell you what's coming up. I just completed an interview today with Dr. Carrie Madej, who is talking about transhumanism and vaccines and how they make you non-human with this new mRNA platform that's coming up. That is a kick-ass interview. You are not going to want to miss that. It should be coming out on probably Friday. I'm also going to be posting a new how-to video on Friday at prepwithmike.com that shows you how to make green chemistry ionic silver nanoparticles using rosmarinic acid. This is the, quote, anti-cancer, experimental cure thing that I've been talking about for a few months. That's coming on Friday. I just approved the video. And it shows you how to make your own experimental anti-cancer medicine made out of water and silver coins and some rosemary and ultrasonic cleaner and just a few basic things. You can make like millions of dollars worth of medicine at home with low tech. That's coming out on Friday. It's kick-ass. It's breakthrough stuff. It's probably, drug companies have spent hundreds of millions of dollars working on this. I'm going to show you how to make it for pennies yourself. This is something we came up with in the lab maybe, a year ago or something. I'm finally releasing it to the public. So you don't want to miss that. There's a lot more coming at prepwithmike.com. Thank you for your support. Thank you for all that you do to help us continue to get this out. And be sure to follow my posts, new intel, news tips, things like that at brighteon.social. Follow my channel there at Health Ranger. Oh, one more thing coming up. The first week in October, I'm releasing Survival Nutrition. It's a free downloadable ebook with a PDF. Audiobook with a PDF. That's at survivalnutrition.com. So look for that. It's all free. You can download it, listen to it on your mobile devices. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Take care.